Hello everyone, I thought I would share my story of sight loss with you so that you have a better understanding of my severe visual impairment, what I can actually see and how I spent my childhood, as well as how it had an impact on my life in later years as I became older. So I was a premature baby by 2 months and quite astonishingly no tests were done to see if my sight was in perfect order. Something that is compulsory nowadays for newborn babies, especially premature ones. When I was a toddler, my mum knew that something was wrong. I was constantly walking into doors and walls and falling down the stairs, and she would persistently contact our local doctors who would tell her that everything was fine and that she was worrying far too much as a young mother. When I turned 4 years old, my mum went back to the doctors, who then arranged an appointment for me to have tests at my local hospital, and it was there that they discovered that I had cataracts in both of my eyes that were overlooked when I was born. However, after they had discussions among the other doctors at the hospital, they decided that they didn't want to go ahead with removing the cataracts until I was an adult in my early 20s. As you can imagine, my mum was very unhappy with this, and she then paid privately to see a specialist who revealed that I had congenital cataracts, in fact, in both of my eyes, which meant that they were formed in the womb and present at birth, and the specialist advised us to remove the cataracts as soon as possible, as I had been suffering with them for far too long already and shouldn't have to wait until as an adult to have them removed. So leaving cataracts for long periods of time can cause serious vision loss and even blindness, as was in my case. So the specialist referred us to Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital in London, where I would stay for weeks at a time having operations to laser the cataracts. Though these operations had to constantly be repeated, as clusters of Elshnig's pearls, which look a little bit like soap bubbles, would continuously grow behind my lenses. This led me to eventually have my natural lenses removed and having intraocular or plastic ones attached instead. And I also had an iridectomy, removing part of my iris in my right eye to help improve the sight, which is in my weaker eye, by letting more light in. And though I didn't have any useful vision in that eye, I do have light perception thanks to that iridectomy. I also have amblyopia, which involves further decreased vision in one eye. So as I mentioned, that is my right eye. And having a strong eye, which is my left. And the right eye, the visual stimulation is poorly transmitted through the optic nerve. However, both of my optic nerves never developed properly due to my long suffering of cataracts, and I now have only 10% central vision in my left eye and a little bit of light perception in the other. So what I can actually see with this is everything is nearly dark, but there are some blurry outlines and shapes, and I can see colour, but they are very washed out and hard to distinguish sometimes. There is a little bit of colour blindness there in that sometimes I won't know the difference between some shades. They will look quite similar to each other. So that's what I can actually see with my 10% central vision, and I have no peripheral vision at the sides. It was earlier last year when I finished an appointment at Manchester Eye Hospital when my mum noticed a Henshaw side room near to the main waiting area. She recognised the name and had heard of it before, but I never had. We thought we'd pop in and see what support was available, as at that point I was very depressed with my decreasing vision, having just found out that I had no peripheral vision. This is something that I've never noticed before, and it's not necessarily something that's probably new, it's just that I've never noticed, but just to be told that on top of everything else was quite upsetting. For years I've been dealing with anxiety and panic attacks in social situations because of my visual impairment and my failure to accept myself, as I don't have the correct support. I've been to mainstream schools and college, and I was never supported in the right ways and always felt like a bit of a hindrance really to sighted people who I had to heavily rely on to read books or to read the blackboard or the whiteboard to me. And it really played on my mind that I never fitted in when I was in these situations. After leaving college, I was so depressed that I never wanted to leave the house, and that was in 2006. So, you know, at this point, it was then 2013 when we first discovered Henshaw. So, you know, I was just so stuck in my ways of being so anxious and depressed, and, you know, I didn't want to stay like that anymore. And I have to say that visiting the outreach for Henshaw's at Manchester Eye Hospital really was the start of everything for me. I met with the patient support officer and she gave me a brief overview of everything that Henshaw's can provide to me. And it just all sounded so wonderful. The skill step course was mentioned quite a few times, but at the time I thought it sounded a little bit too intense, as it was a 12-week course. So I signed up to the Living with Sight Loss course instead. The course ran for 6 weeks at my local community centre, and it was the first opportunity for me to properly talk with other visually impaired people. As well as this, each week there was something different and a different topic to explore. So whether it was the different visual aids that are available, you know, to kitchen aids such as talking scales, talking lids, liquid level indicators, you know, visual aids like magnifiers, LED magnifiers, pocket magnifiers. And we also had visits and services such as Transport for Greater Manchester, the police on how to stay safe, guide dogs on how the service has benefited one of its users. And we also had a look at some of the mobility equipment, including cymbal canes, long canes, and walking sticks. And also the cane training that is provided by my local Salford sensory team. And also talking newspapers and audio libraries. The first session actually had the lady that I met from the Manchester Eye Hospital talking about the various patients that she sees and what the referrals to Henshaw's has done to their state of confidence and skills and independence, as well as also providing information about the common eye conditions and a brief history of Henshaw's. So it was a fantastic introduction really to the charity and the services that they provide. From this, I then registered my interest to daily living skills sessions once a week with the rehab officer that ran the Living with Sight Loss course, and also mobility training with the mobility officer who visited the course to present some of the different mobility aids. I started and ended both at around the same time and had sessions for roughly 9 months. So we thoroughly went through all of the different techniques and kitchen skills and mobility skills. And in this time frame, I transformed into a completely different person. For the first time, I felt like I could make hot drinks safely, prepare snacks and meals, as well as identify obstacles outside with a long cane rather than having another accident. So in conjunction to my training, I also started to visit the Henshaw's Manchester Resource Centre shortly after the Living with Sight Loss course. And I attended Braille, Arts and Crafts and Mindful Relaxation sessions. I finished the Braille course within 6 months and was just so enthusiastic to learn. I had huge hardships in life to start with, so many obstacles with my severe sight impairment which affected other areas of my life and diminished my confidence, independence and social life. But with the help and support of Henshaw Society for Blind People, I now have a completely different sense of confidence, independence and skills, and I'm a completely different person. I've achieved so much over the past year, which I hope to share with you very soon through my channel.